to Train 10.
Train 10, how can I help you?
Yeah, I just got a quick question. Are we allowed to exchange transfers for hot passes?
No. A hot pass, when they tap it, that's their proof of payment. If they get stopped, they're not to get a ticket.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that I was not as dumb as this person just told me I was, but I'm sure I'm going to get a sit because he thought that I should give him a day ticket.
Yeah, no, that's not the way it works. And if he does happen to call in, they will see that you were not wrong. That is actually a scam that people have been doing. They tap their hot card and then they think, you know, they tell drivers that they think don't know any better, that they need a ticket, and then they take that ticket and give it to somebody or sell it.
Yeah, he had two hot cards and he said they were worth $5. He accidentally scammed them both, but I told him I couldn't change them.
In the future, if that happens, you can let them know, hey, you know, I can't give you a day ticket, but I can get your name and number, and I can let my dispatch know, and they can go ahead and get that $5 refunded back to you. And then what you do is you would take his name, address, and telephone number. And then when you're on your break, you would call us from a phone other than your bus phone. And you would give us that information, and we fill out a form, and TriMet sends them back whatever money they accidentally put in the fare box, or if they double tapped or however, they get that refunded.
Okay, I'm glad I called. I just learned something. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is 1723.